Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira. Welcome to Sri and Kira Live. I am Sri Ram Kaur.
And I am Kira Ra, and we are truly delighted. Other way, we are truly delighted to be here with you today, having a wild moment of studio challenges. I want to say hi to all of you at bbsradio.com, but I'm not even sure we're over there. We've yet to hear from our producer, so we're going to hope that happens. But
yes,
we're good. We are there now. Okay, wonderful. So, hey, namaste and welcome to BBS Radio. Welcome at OnenessTalkRadio.com. Welcome at Facebook for Oneness Talk Radio and YouTube today, right?
YouTube, official Sri and Kira. And so, beloved ones, pick a place that's easy for you to find and just pull up your
most comfy way of being. How
I
about
was going to say comfy being. Yeah. For me, that means having a cup of tea and just settling.
Yes. And beloved ones, remember, you can give us a buzz. The phone lines are already filling up. So get in there. 517-208-1500, 517-208-1500, and you can listen to the show while you are holding. Sri, I think we all need to take a breath and go, October 20th, get it, it's the 10-10-10 again in its
own
way.
Here we are.
A profound moment. This weekend has been about a mastery awareness opportunity, an awakening moment. I'm almost having a hard time breathing. I mean, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, but I'll tell you what, the energy has been palpable.
Right.
It's kind of fun. It seems to me that there is a parallel between today's show and yesterday's show.
Well, they're definitely one and the same in many ways.
I know for myself, I was experiencing a lot of energetic fullness today, and that energetic fullness is calling my presence forward. Mm. Now, here's what I mean by that, is that sometimes when we start feeling full, and when it's the best word I can come up with this kind of download energy, it feels like certain tasks are harder to do. There seems to be friction in some areas, other areas flow more easily. And that fullness then can become the density brain can say, okay, well, then I'm just going to work over here where I don't have to pay attention.
That's where I have to jump in, because that's what you're talking about is density.
Exactly.
Like the reason that the tasks are feeling that way is because you've dropped into density with them. That's when it starts feeling that way, is when we drop into density with that which is calling us away. And that's exactly what these 2 days have been about, is the exercise of witnessing that.
Well,
also be the fullness too.
And the piece about witnessing it is that we then notice what's happening.
Exactly.
You can still be dropping into density and notice. You don't stop noticing. However, there is a signal here.
Yeah.
There is a signal that is.
No, it's a neon sign.
It's calling you to presence.
Yes.
And when we are called to presence, we must let go of any need to control, any need to direct, any need to make sense of. Just be present. Be in that noticer. Be in that unorchestrated awareness.
Yeah.
At least for the length of time it takes to apprehend what's going on.
Well, I love it, because we have somebody over in the chat at Oneness Talk Radio saying, hey, I'm uncomfortable. Well, what's uncomfortable? That's what you need to look at. Whenever we are uncomfortable, it is a sign from our mastery to witness. So that's the perfect moment to gaze at being uncomfortable as the fifth dimension, with the compassion of what is uncomfortable, what aspect is uncomfortable. And then as that uncomfortableness becomes revealed, often what we discover is that we were at a moment of breakthrough, and that really the essence of being uncomfortable was that we had to make a decision. We need to pay attention. And, I do want to go back to yesterday's show, which was part one, and today is part two of this October 1920 sequence. Now, if you did not catch us yesterday, please, Sri, where can they find Explore the Mysteries yesterday's show?
I'm still smiling. It was October 1920.
I know, right?
That was October 19th and 20th. 2019. And I'll tell you what.
Irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. It's just
irrelevant.
My brain.
Timelines, let them go.
I just finding my amusement sometimes.
Or always.
And one of the things to remember is all of our shows are always available at YouTube, where
yes.
you can find the archives there.
Uh-huh.
At Oneness Talk Radio. And of course, we do link through to Oneness Talk Radio, where you can then either listen to the audio of the show or view the video.
Right.
So the archives are here and ready for you to catch up.
And you know, the reason that we're encouraging you to do that is this is October is a full circle month. I mean, let's just really put the brakes on and say, okay, let's just take a moment. Let's all just kind of grab our cup of tea and really say, okay, here's where we're at. Okay. It's don't you love Shree's cup? Look, is it so cute? Look, is that so cute? He's got the kitty cats and I have unicorns. There you go. Okay. So we are in October 19 and 20. And so what does that mean in a month of full circle return? It means that this is a weekend of extraordinary introspection that can awaken a level of mastery that you have prayed for, that you have known, that you have been aware of, that you might have touched more than once. This is a rich moment. And so we do want to honor and celebrate all of you, especially those of you that are here with us live right now and all of you that are catching us in the archives. Whenever you're connecting with this energy, it's a moment where you're ready to break through. And so what does that mean, this full circle 19-year return? Well, as we mentioned during yesterday's show, and we'll just take a moment, but go watch yesterday's show.
Powerful show.
Very. Yeah. As we mentioned during that, where were you October 2000? And I mean, really, honest to goodness, think about that. October 2000, how old were you? Right. And if you were still in utero, where were you? Go back into the realms before the realms. Every being on the planet right now has a window of this 19-year period, which is really quite extraordinary,
yeah.
that opened in October 2019, excuse me, 2000, and has now culminated in October 2019 and is starting another cycle again. And so in this month, it's about really paying attention to the gift of the who that you are connecting with 19 years ago and the gifts of the journey, the way that in the wisdom of the empowered now present you can gaze at that 19-year window, harvest that wisdom, own that which needed to be perhaps shifted, and take responsibility for where you move forward, then this very moment, this little portion of this month, and it's not just now, but this is when it's going to really be rich, gives you an opportunity to say yes to you, to the greatest you you've ever been. And I think that was really important to start with today,
because
it really has been that type of experience. And a lot of people have been writing us, Shree. We have so many emails. And remember, you can write us too at guest@shreeandcareradio.com. But a lot of the emails talking about how it's been intense. It's mm-hmm. it's been fierce words. Yeah, intense, fear, shocking. A lot of these adjectives coming in and a lot of the emails that are coming in from a lot of you. And we understand yeah. this is why the gift of this moment is owning expanded presence, is owning multidimensional existence. And this was the other conversation we started yesterday that has already had a flood of mail. And I'm glad because it's mostly today's show.
Yeah. Well, just because things are intense doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Well, exactly. No, exactly. That really is the point, isn't it? I love that.
I paused there because
yeah.
sometimes we forget that we have this subconscious judgment. Oh, it's intense, as if it shouldn't be. As if, what changed? Did I do something wrong? Who's messing with me? All those kind of subconscious questions, when in fact, the intensity is indeed the gift that you asked for
right.
some time prior.
Yeah, exactly.
The gift of awakening comes with its various experiences. I won't try to define it any further than that. Some people are going to experience intensity. Some people are going to be experiencing more physical ascension symptoms. Some people are going to find that they just can't tolerate certain relationships or situations any longer. It just hits that critical mass and that they must do something. These are the intensities, and there's many others, that will call you to become more authentically aligned.
Yeah.
And so bless them and say, thank you. Thank you for helping me wake up to my deeper level of truth, to my authenticity.
Wow, what a blessing. And that is very much about this full circle return energy. So imagine right now, just let go. And I find it also very almost perfect that we all are being invited to do this, that there was no big fanfare about the energy coming up. There was no big announcement. There was no big, you know, you must do this, you must do that. And the guidance that Sri and I were given about sharing about what was happening this weekend was to keep it in the context of this weekend, of the radio show, of those that would connect and find this way of this conduit of being, because this is a moment of a full mastery return that in order to fully claim your inheritance, which are the words of the divine sharing them through us, right? They're saying in order to fully claim your inheritance, which is right before you now, all you need do is open your eyes, breathe in the breath of your true nature, and say yes. Mm. And saying yes is a big yes. It's not just saying yes to the moment. It's saying yes to the ignition, right? It's saying yes to, and every time I connect with you guys, my crown is always like some, it's always like, I almost feel like somebody's always tickling my crown chakra. So forgive me, guys, every time we're together, that happens. But as we move forward right now in this moment, Sri, I think it would be wise maybe or appropriate, I don't know, pick a word, to share what happened yesterday. And maybe we talked a little bit yesterday about how we were going to share some of this material, but also because this is a moment where the visions are expanding. This is a moment where if you have asked to have greater vision, if you have asked to have greater depth, if you are holding sincerity, love, and presence, then this is this, if you really gaze at that 19-year circle and look at how you can kind of lock in the best energy of that, maybe the dream that was foregone, maybe something that got started that never got finished, maybe something you've been trying to manifest, lock that in with the wisdom of the divine moment at hand. And I'm excited. It's like a day at the spiritual, mystical race fair, you know?
Well, you know, yesterday, a couple of things to bring you up to speed.
Yes.
The first thing is about the cycle. It's important when a cycle comes to closure that we harness the gifts of the cycle to be able to release any need to repeat ourselves. Now, there are things that you may choose to repeat. There may be some gifts, some qualities that were coming forward for you that you say, yes, I own those. Those are authentic. Those are mine to be wielded.
Beautiful. I love that. Is the word, like a sword of yumminess. Yeah.
And so part of the gift of reflecting on the last 19 years is to be able to be the master saying, yes, yes, and complete with the others. So to be complete with something means I have no residue.
Yeah.
I have no desire that it should have been different. I have no regret or lack of forgiveness. Mm. Because regret, lack of forgiveness, and those kinds of frequencies hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
It means that your heart must be open to be in sincere gratitude for all that has happened, and I'm complete with it. So one of the things to do over this weekend, and hey, there's one day left of this weekend, is to pause, to meditate, do whatever you need to do to kind of trigger your awareness to cycle through those years and go back to 2000 and take a look at what was emerging for you.
Yeah.
Because good things happen. Emergences, clean, pure, positive streams began. And there may have been repetitive streams of hurt or hardship that were also experienced. We're not suggesting you look for one or the other. We are suggesting, or I am in this moment, that you be open to what your soul wants you to see.
Mm.
Be open to what must be recognized in order to become complete with it. And that means sometimes recognizing gifts, recognizing resolutions that these energies are no more for me. So without belaboring it, we invite you to take that time out this weekend. We are at a powerful moment, and we're going to share more about that later. But this particular weekend is an alignment moment where you can step into a peaceful claiming of your mastery more easily than any other day in recent history. This is it right now.
Now, in order to do that, to say, this is it right now. Give you an example. And before I give you that example, I do want to jump over here into the chat at onenesstalkradio.com. And our same guest that was feeling uncomfortable also added, it's just as if I'm outgrowing the now, ready for a shift up. Yes, you
nice.
Are. And
yeah.
thank you. What yeah. a beautiful gift to witness, you know, when we are, because that's what you're demonstrating, right? You're saying, okay, I'm witnessing that I'm uncomfortable. That shift up, my love, is to become the witnesser of that. Become the witnesser of the one that is witnessing. And you can do that. And that is what this moment is also all about. It's about this up-leveling opportunity for those that are saying yes. And that yes is a very conscious thing. You know, it's always, whenever energies are benevolent, there is always choice. And it is, and you are always aware and your questions are always answered. Sometimes you might not enjoy the answers, but they're always answered. And so it's really important to pay attention to the energy that is inviting you to up-level, because everyone is being invited to up-level right now. And also a lovely comment here from Andrew talking about how he was feeling the same way, trying to catch his breath. But I love this. This is another mastery witnessing. Here's what he said. I realized it's just the old me gasping as I say goodbye to the outdated timelines and aspects of myself that will not be coming with me. I bow before your mastery.
Said.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's exactly. And this is beautiful. He's saying for me, literally, in my chart, my 29-year cycle is culminating. I just breathe, breathe, trust, and trust. Wow. Yeah, Andrew, wow, right back at you. Amazing. And see, this is why I want to go back to the conversation we opened up yesterday. And that was that it's time to be talking about what it's like to be living multidimensionally, mm-hmm. and why this conversation needs to be had. And I just also want to bow before a lot of you who wrote Sri and I after we ignited this conversation on yesterday's show, Explore the Mysteries. Some of you sent us very lengthy letters, and that, you know, you have known this, you have been talking about it. People have thought you were insane or weren't sure.
Yeah.
You're not insane. And this is why we created the Tosa Blue Mountain Self-Ascension Campus. In many ways, we feel like we're kind of like our little crystalline light ground zero plateau here, where anybody can come. And, you know, whether you stay with us for 3 days or 3 months or whatever, when you're here, there is an opportunity to really call that forward, to really be with that energy that you are, and to anchor it in such pure, pristine light that, and this goes back to an installment that we read on the air a few weeks ago, imagine a world where every one of us always, always meets, greets, and views and sees each other in our highest expression in this lifetime. Because when we do that, that's how we manifest that beautiful world. It's that simple.
It's that simple, and it's worthy of repetition.
Yes.
Imagine yourself as you gaze at everyone in your life.
Everyone.
And I mean even the people you don't know their names.
Everyone.
And that you hold the intention, I choose to see them in their highest potential at all times, in their highest expression. Be with that for a moment. Feel what happens inside as you declare that. I choose to see you in your highest beautiful expression.
And I want to share one thing with you. It does not mean that someone who is, let's say, having an extraordinary density experience is not in their highest expression. Their soul's evolutionary journey could have very well been to get to that level of experience in density. Mm-hmm. As a catalyst for all other energies of light. And that's what this will do. Because if you are only seeing people, if you are only seeing all beings, actually all beings in their highest expression in this lifetime experience, in the moment you're meeting them with this protoplasmic jumpsuit, then that's what's going to happen, is that you're going to automatically anchor in the seventh dimension, because the seventh dimension is where all judgment ends. Remember, there is still a linear sense of judgment in fifth dimensional anchoring. Now, it is very refined. It is very uniquely different than the way we experience judgments here. However, it is still there. And it is only through lifting into that seventh dimensional zone of the melting transcendent moment where that releases. That's what this does. This also means that your star consciousness is always open, because that's what the energy of the star consciousness does. When we do the star consciousness practice, right? And if you don't know what that is, go to our YouTube channel, Official Sri and Kira, search star consciousness and learn it, or the star practice. When we are only doing this, when we are greeting each other star to star, which is what Sri and I, a lot of you, when you connect with the show, a lot of you write us and go, how come I only see things when I'm connecting with your show? How come I only, you know, are you guys the ones that are putting up all those purple lights and all those other people? No. What we are doing is coming to you nakedly authentic, for good or bad. We are offering you a moment to connect with star consciousness, a moment to be held so that your highest is what we see. And that's what coming to Tosa Blue Mountain does as well. It gives you an opportunity to live, breathe, feel that, get your body, get out of all the 5G radiations, get out of all of that, really be clear, and then take it back robust and ready so that others will receive it from you. It's really quite beautiful.
And it's important that we have patience with ourselves and have some mercy with ourselves.
Yes.
This doesn't mean don't take action. This means recognize that actions often require time to ripen. You know, I may have told this before. I want to share it again. There was a master that I was working with many years ago that offered me a mantra and said, this mantra will offer you liberation. And I said to this master, how many times do I need to repeat the mantra?
Mm-hmm.
And the reply was, once with presence. Now, that was a little dangling mystery, because my colleague who saw this
hanging chart.
My colleague who saw this very same master 5 minutes before me was told to recite his mantra 1,000 times to get the result.
Exactly.
And then I was given a mantra, and he says, once with presence. And, you know, there's a lot of wisdom at work here. So I'm chatting with my friend going 1,000 times, once with presence. And then it all of a sudden dawned on me, how many times must we do something until we finally get it, till we finally line everything up and that the eureka moment happens? That's the once. And it's important that we all make our commitment and continue to commit to our journey of awakening so that we keep realigning ourselves on that path every single day without saying, oh, this is too hard, or I should be seeing more, I ought to be more clairvoyant by now.
And here's the gift
or
of
whatever
the,
that.
But here's the gift, and I am going to use the word but here's the gift of that, okay? The gift of that is the witnessing of it.
Yes.
See, that's the moment we're in. Isn't it just so incredible?
Which is whole different than being caught up in
exactly. it. Exactly. If you are in the moment where, okay, you caught it. Awesome, right? It's not about being infallible. That's the lie that you are told to make you think that you're not ascending. There are so many lies that
lots
you are
lies.
Told because they help support dogma and linear thinking. And this is why we must, no matter what's happening to our YouTube ratings or whatever, we can't not tell the truth. And so here it is. The truth is there is a multidimensional overlay that is real. It is tangible. All of the quantum physics know about it. It's 100% already there. There are big reasons why, of course, other planets are being taken care of. But we don't need to take all that time and talk about that. We do talk about that in small groups when people visit us privately. But we feel that that's sacred information and it doesn't need to be on the internet. We just don't. Yeah. We really don't. You know what I'm saying, guys, right? So here's the key, though. In this moment, if not now, when? Right? And if not you, Who? And we've looked at that. You know, everything Sri and I share with you, we are the first people who really rock it. I mean, we own this. We live this 24/7. And I want to jump into the Oneness Talk Radio chat. Hey, if you're not over at Oneness Talk Radio chatting today, I don't know what's going on. We're at YouTube. It's probably just as robust, but wow, going on over here. So I want to just jump in again. A couple things. Number one, I love this. Guest 530. This is a wonderful moment of ineradicable connection. You are right. And then here was another one, guest 203. I woke in the middle of the night and heard to read the Essina book, so I read them today. Thank you. And I will give you a pre-shout. Sri and I, before we leave for Bhutan, are going to be publishing the Lost Books of the Essene, and we will make sure and let you guys know all how you can pre-order.
This is similar to what's at the website. With
only
additional
it's got a lot
commentary
more,
and it'll be available in Kindle versions and that kind of thing.
And it's all the books plus how to make the most of each one of the books. And so we are very excited. It's our first published book in quite a few years, and not the book we thought would be the next one out, but we're happy about it.
We have a lot of material to share with you.
Yeah.
However, this particular book is so appropriate.
Oh my God.
For the time we're in, that we really want it to be more widely understood.
And our editor is the beautiful Wafa Tarnowska, who is also writing the introduction. And so if you do not know who that is, go check out my show Thursday night, Soul Mirrors Be Amazed. You can find those archives at OnenessTalkRadio.com. And check her out. Check us out. But Sri, I also wanted to see something else that was going on here. Another one. Wow, I'm feeling the dimension change. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because, see, my angels, we can do this. Mm-hmm. And I will share one thing with you. It's kind of fascinating. Since Sri and I have started consciously making sure that this was a safe haven, and you know, we went through a lot of electronic buzzes and we had to make some adjustments. And when you come to Tosa Blue Mountain and you see our studio, people kind of giggle at what we've had to do to accommodate the energy. But it's been fascinating. Our channel's getting harder to find. We have subscribers seem to be going in weird directions. So, hey, if this material is resonating with you and you are feeling the gifts, then help us connect us all together.
Yeah.
And then here's another one. I love this. This is from Jerry. Hey, Jerry, I've been doing this. The Star Consciousness Emission, holding what we're doing during the show. Check this out. I've been doing this in my special ed classes with autistic and Down syndrome children and experiencing miracles, and they see me.
Yes.
This is because these children
they're
at such a different level spiritually. This is the way to work with these beautiful, beloved beings. And what a blessing that you are there working with them. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so much coming in today. And another person just started the Lost Books of the Essene. Thank you. And again, coming in November, the entire book, and Sri and I are very excited. Speaking of excited, Sri, I think maybe we should jump over to the call board for a minute.
Let's take a look.
And guys, just a reminder that coming up in the second half of the show as well, we are going to be reading the very first installment that came in through beloved El Moira yesterday. And this was what had happened yesterday. It's still integrating in me. I feel very, very humbled by it, that I actually really had my own moment of receiving this information. And we are, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, we are going to be reading this to you today on this show. So it came in yesterday, and it's for this moment. And so you want to stay with us for that too. Sri, we have so many beautiful, beautiful callers. Oh, we got to go to Denver. Let's go to Denver. Hey, Denver, namaste.
Welcome.
Well, hello. I was so happy to get through. This is the first time I've called you, and I've been watching you guys for about 6 months. We were talking about the 19-year cycle, and I know what my job is as far as what I'm supposed to be doing spiritually. But my problem is evil tends to attack the people that tend to threaten it.
Mm.
And at the end of my 19-year cycle, from 22 to 41, I experienced a metaphysical colloping. And so I was completely severed. So I was severed from the omnipresence, and I'm still having connectivity problems even today.
Mm.
And since you lived in the Denver area before, so you know how the ley lines and power is situated.
I do.
In the area. So my roommate is pagan. I grew up Catholic. So We're both experiencing this shifting together. I'm at the cusp of the going into the eighth level. She just accomplished getting to her seventh level of ascension. But I have a feeling that this experience I had at the end of the 19-year cycle is prohibiting me from going up to the eighth level. And I have a feeling that it's also impacting what I'm supposed to be doing in the near future.
Take a breath. Just take a breath. And I want you to bring your hands to your heart. Because as you were sharing, you were very lovingly letting me see this beautiful connection that is just this stark pillar of brilliant light. And I was unable to discern the form, but the energy was very, very clearly around you. And what this energy is saying is that it is in your hands now. That you are at a moment where all you need to do is let go of the belief systems that are holding you where you're at. You are at a moment of breaking free of what a level even is, much less any of this that happened to you. That's what the 19-year cycle is in front of you, offering you right now, is a moment to basically say, thank you for the blessing, and now I'm moving forward. But it's going to demand a radical belief system relaxation, is what they're saying. And so, my angel, more than I can give you in this moment, but what I will share with you in this moment is that this connection is so crazy amazing that you just have to breathe and relax into it. There's nothing holding you back right now except some beliefs that are hangover energy that honestly you've outgrown. And so I love that you're our first caller today on such a power-filled weekend of reclaiming mastery. Yeah. Thank you for being and thank you for connecting with us today, my love. Many blessings.
Well, and I also appreciate...
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We love you too. I heard we appreciate you. I'm so sorry. All right. Where are we going next? It looks like they were taking us to United Kingdom. Yeah. Okay. Hey, United Kingdom. Namaste.
Hey.
Turn down your radio, honey.
Hello.
Radio,
honey. Sorry.
We're right here with you. Turn off your other device or turn the volume down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is that
easier? Yes. Hi. Namaste.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Thank you. I mean, everything you said is really helpful. And I feel in a place that, like, there's real paralysis in there and like a pressure cooker at the same time. And I'm blessed to be coming to Bhutan with you. But it's like, how do I get from here to there? How do I let go of what's in the head and the fears and the restrictions? And I hear what you're saying, and it's like there's a bit of a panic in there. As to how to relax, how to be, how to also be true in the presence of this huge offering, which, I know is essential for my journey and for the outcome of the last 19 years.
So take a breath. I'm right here, honey. I want you to bring your hand to your heart. Just bring your hand to your heart. And as you're breathing in, there is this very beautiful angel that is standing right beside you. And this angel is just sitting there patiently. And the energy that it's emitting is patience. And the message that's coming from the energy of patience is that relax into who you are. Celebrate who you are. Be patient with who you are. For we are all here gathering the jewels. You have them all and are wearing the crown. Simply relax and allow that to be. And if worry should arise, smile that it is only a memory. And that is what they wish you to hear today, my love. Namaste.
Namaste.
All right.
Beautiful.
And that was very beautiful. And I just want to take a moment and breathe, Sri, because, mm-hmm. you know, as we are moving through this mastery cycle of this weekend, as we are really claiming the energy that is before us right now, this multidimensional experience, you know, I had mentioned on the show yesterday that recently someone had asked me or had said to me, you guys are hard to define. And I really took that to heart and realized that how do you define the undefinable? You know, that perhaps it's time to stop trying to define. Perhaps definitions also are part of limitation.
Yes.
Perhaps that is why our world is waking up to the expansiveness of how we represent ourselves as far as gender, as far as how we represent ourselves emotionally, physically, spiritually. That is all part of a vast awakened presence. And the more that we can adapt, which is what? Expand your mind. The number one thing we can do is expand the mind. And then what do? Then after we expand the mind, we have to ignite our heart. And really those two could be in either order, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Expand the mind, right? Or you know, ignite the heart,
expand
right?
Expand the mind.
And the vision, right? We have to also expand the vision.
Yeah.
And so when we do that, then we heal the world. And so where are you expanding or not? What are you noticing or not? That's what this 19-year cycle is inviting you to do right now. As Sri mentioned so eloquently earlier, it's not about drowning in it. We're not inviting you to go look at something or, oh my God, I failed it, or I messed that up, or I don't want to go back and look there. That's not what this is about. What this is the recognition. Just try on. You know how September we took off that cloak of invisibility? Well, now I want you to try on your cap of fifth dimensional compassion. Okay? Just try it on right now. So as you try on your fifth dimensional cap of compassion, because remember, the fifth dimension is where we really anchor empowered compassion, right? In the blessing of the beautiful, master-filled being that has the wisdom of this 19-year cycle sitting with them in this very moment. What were the gifts of the experiences over this 19 years? And we're not inviting you to look at every single one. What was the general theme? I mean, I know for you and I, it was us. It was we came together shortly after the cycle began.
Right.
And everything I know I was doing was getting ready to meet you.
But there was also a coincidental commitment to letting go of the bondage and saying, okay, I'm going to take the leap.
I am going to leap.
What was going on for me, and this was before, you know, the 19 years was just before I met Kira, was, okay, I'm letting go of that which has been because I am surrendering myself to the divine.
Well, weren't you actually in your vision quest? You were. It's really interesting. We were both. So we're clear on what the 19-year cycle is showing us. Get clear on what it's showing you.
Yeah.
Really do. And let's take a few more callers, because I think this ensoulment from Elmoira is going to really be quite extraordinary to assist with this as well. Twin Cities, is that Minnesota, I guess? Okay.
Minnesota.
Hey, Twin Cities, Minnesota. Welcome. Namaste.
Hi. Hi, this is Erica, your beloved, and I have my best sister, Jerika. She's a soulmate of mine here, and I've introduced her to you, and she's going to say that she would desire soul reading, but I want you to hear her voice. Hello, how are you?
Oh, we are fine, sweetheart.
Hi,
namaste. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we were just listening. I'd love to get a soul reading.
Well, it's an honor to offer it to you. And it's just, first of all, I just want to share, it's fun to hear the two of you together. Just as I'm feeling the energies of this beautiful connection in this moment, there's it's so curious. And so thank you. It's a beautiful energy. For yourself, my love, when I look at you, it's funny. I see you and your feet are in like, at first I thought it was a creek, but it's not. It's like literally, you know, if you put that drop in the water and you see all the ripples come out from the water. I'm seeing your feet there. And you're staring at the middle. You're staring at the drop, but the ripples are coming over your feet. And your hands are now pointing down, and you're really fixed on that drop that's creating the ripples. And right behind you is this beautiful, it's just like a soft violet energy. I can't give it any form, but it's like it's wrapping itself around you. And I'm watching you And instead of looking down at the drop, you're looking up to notice where it's coming from. And they're saying it's just that easy. Just start looking up. And that the ripples that have been coming over your feet have been gentle and a reminder that there is so much more ahead. And so thank you for the blessing of connecting with you today. It's a joy. Have fun, you guys. Namaste.
Thank you.
Thank you, my
love.
Namaste. Namaste. We love you. Namaste. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was really fun. Hey, Sheree, let's go to Texas. All right. I see it. Texas, namaste. Welcome, beloved one.
Oh, wow. Is that me?
I think it is, because we hear you and you sound great.
Wow. I can't believe it. Woohoo.
Woohoo is right.
My name is Joanne, and I live in Houston, but I'm from the Twin Cities. Anyways, wow. I thank you for taking my call. And first and foremost, I've been listening to you both since 2015, and I have to give you a giant thank you with all caps and exclamation points, because you have really helped me through a very challenging, continues to be so, but challenging, mucky times. And I'm fully relating to your message right now with kind of this big energy, because I'm feeling it in a big way. And my darkness is coming up, and it's coming out whether I want it to or not, and I'm witnessing it firsthand. So I'm just hoping to get a little soul reading. Thanks.
Well, no, thank you. I just want you to know that as you were sharing, I was really holding my high heart and like physical heart chakra centers around you, because your heart is so beautiful. It's humbling to be in the presence of it. And wow, you are in the midst of a transformative process, and you are like literally tracking with the planet. You know, this year, 2019, is the year of divine awareness, and it was symbolized as a lotus, because literally in this year, when this divine awareness came forward, it was about everything coming up from the mud. And next year is the year of mastery experience, the entire year. And it's riding in on the wings of a dragonfly. And you, my love, when I connect with this beautiful heart, I see a dragonfly coming up out of it, and it's crystalline, and it looks like the most beautiful stained glass windows I've ever seen. And so they're saying, you will not break, and what is being released will begin to be released with even less intensity, because you will begin witnessing it faster and loving it more. And they're saying that it's time for you to really love you even more. And that, my angel, you have a big, 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 big job ahead of you. You're ready for it. But I will share with you, as I'm talking to you now, I'm now getting physical pain on the left side of the heart. You want to tell her what that means, Sheree?
Well,
just from an energetic standpoint, Angel, it's all about your heart.
Yeah, this has a lot to do with your ability to balance giving to others and taking care of yourself.
And it's huge, babe. It's huge, babe. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, we all go through our states of imbalance in order to command greater balance and harmony.
It's a mastery dance.
Yeah. So every so-called dark night is actually making the daybreak bigger, mm-hmm. the one that's coming. So fear not,
yeah.
that it's a matter of witness yourself walking through it. And the witnesser will also bring in greater wisdom for the process.
There is no accident you got through today, my angel.
I love you
so much. Thank you for calling in. Namaste.
Thank you. I love you both. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Mwah. Namaste.
Many blessings.
Whew, you know, this community, I'm sorry, but this community just every week does this to me. You know, there's just this like, oh. And this is the gift. Remember that in this very moment, we are in a very strong presence of awakened mastery support. And this is coming through the ability to harvest the jewels of this 19-year cycle. And again, it will demand going outside this level of consciousness. You know, oftentimes when we offer energetic uplifts like this, not oftentimes, but occasionally, you know, someone will write and go, why isn't anybody else talking about this? I have no idea. I don't follow anybody else. I don't follow anybody. Actually, I just live my life as guided by the ascended masters and have found that that serves us very well. We always seem to be in the right place at the right time. Sri and I have lived in some very interesting countries around the world. We have never been in any form of violence. We have never had any experiences. No. We walk through the darkest alleys of any ghetto in any city in the world unscathed. And honestly, that's not ego. That's just saying that we trust what we're guided to experience.
Right. Yeah, and where you're meant to be. And yeah. And so part of the game plan, so to speak, of being in the flow of your soul's wisdom is to just say yes.
Yeah.
And then to gain trust in the yes.
Yes.
You know, when we first begin relaxing or surrendering to the divine, there's always that part of us that's waiting for the other shoe to drop, you know, the part of us that's going, yes,
that's,
God.
That's early awakening.
That's early
awakening is where you have so much doubt that you you deny yourself.
And the slightest little thing that is disconfirming becomes a kind of a thorn in your ability to trust your soul and to trust the divine. And then we learn to work with that. What we begin to discover is that fear is woven into our psychology and must be unwound.
Right.
It does not mean you must track down every thread of fear. It means that you learn to love the part of you that was once afraid.
Oh, that is so beautifully said. Say that again.
You do not have to go after every incident in your life that was horrible or fearful. We only need to love ourselves, the self that had the experience.
The part of us that was afraid. And you know, Sri, I'm loving, as you're sharing all of this, I'm jumping back over to connect again in over here at Oneness Talk Radio. What an extraordinary chat going on over here. And I'm sure YouTube's having just as great a chat.
Take a look over here.
But this is fabulous what's going on over here. And so beautiful that people are talking about, and I love this, that I think anytime someone says they can't define you, it is a compliment. It shows how expansive you are as a being. This is from Andrew. Thank you, Andrew. Here's another one from guest 862. What you're saying about people getting lost from your YouTube channels, I'm finding on Facebook pages, people's ego wanting to prove their views are right. Oh, that breaks my heart. This is why I don't do Facebook. It's almost like a battle of the egos coming out at a time we should be lifting. Some are lost and are dividing. Okay. This is actually part of okay, and this is part of October too. Go back and watch our radio shows that we did for the opening weekend of this month, and or watch the video we put out for October again. October was going to be a month where by the end of the month, you're going to see that there's going to be a bastard divide. And that's only in the realm of density. Okay. So in the realm of density, in the third dimension, there's going to be a slightly vaster divide. But the gift is people know where they stand. Right? They know where they are. And so it is not, with all my heart and soul, angels, please remember that we each only have one job, every one of us on this planet. The only job we have is to live our divine mastery presence while in form, which is the yoga of self-ascension, thereby inspiring others to do the same. If our soul's journey is of that nature in this lifetime, okay? But there are plenty of others whose journey is to max out the third dimension,
right,
and to do it well. And there are those who have danced in all the realms and are not able to bridge. Remember that we talked about this in August and September, how that third dimensional cover now is kind of like it was like stirring cement. And now instead of a glass ceiling, there's kind of a cement ceiling in there. However, the good news is there are pinholes of light. So it's not an eternal trap. But what it is saying that the third dimension is going to get denser. And I think we can see that, right? I mean, and again, you know, we don't feel the show should be that type of dialogue. However, when I look at what you're saying right here about, you know, at a time we should be lifting, some are lost and are dividing. In the fifth dimensional experience, in the multi-dimensional experience, we are. And I know there's a lot that aren't. And I know, you know, with all my heart and soul, guys, I know. Sri and I went through this. When we were early on out in our spiritual work in the world, I was so naive and I was so sure that everyone was honest and that everyone was doing this for the highest purpose and that everyone saw that there was room for everyone. I mean, I think we were like the early Bernie Sanders of the spiritual movement. I really do. And it was like, come on, you know, we left, you know, remember Sri and I intentionally pulled ourselves out at what many said was the peak of our moment that we like blew ourselves up because we couldn't stand next to those that weren't. And
it's
a lot
about
of
authenticity.
It is about authenticity. Our first book is The Path of Authenticity. We were talking about authenticity at a time when it wasn't very well received. And the key is that nothing will change that. For 18 steady years in the public, we have never once wavered or changed what we have said, no matter what has been thrown our way. And what we know is that when the universe looked at us in October in our full circle return and said, if not now, when, and if not you, who, I almost felt ashamed because we were kind of in a little self-imposed mini exile. I mean, we still do all of this and, but we didn't put out books. We didn't do anything else. We made a decision that said, okay, we're coming back. And the way we're doing it is, if you want to be with us in person, come to Tosa Blue Mountain here in Ecuador. We're affordable. We're easy to be. We're happy to see you in person. We will do a few worldwide events. We're not sure where and when yet, but we are putting that on the books. And we are going to start putting out our books again. The very first one is The Lost Books of the Essene. And it will be available for you to have in your Kindle or your Amazon or to buy for a hard copy mid-November, right? Yeah, is that when it's releasing?
Yeah, somewhere later in that month. And I think that the point here is that each of us has cycles within cycles. Each of us has a cycle of maturation. And if you are on a path of conscious awakening, there is a point in that path where service to others becomes your joy.
Exactly.
This seems to be a universal aspect with a consciousness that refines, is that we move past that fifth dimensional heartbreak. I don't want to say heartbreak in a traditional sense. There is a moment when the heart opens that we feel the grief of the world more profoundly.
And we feel the grief of that which we thought, right? When our own sense of what was gets blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a grief in that moment, even though you're growing.
The grief means letting go, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Grief is a letting go, letting flow into resolution. And so when the heart truly opens and we gaze upon the world, there is plenty of tenderness there.
Oh, yes.
And that as compassion rises and as the seventh dimensional energies become more, let's just say, more resident, a sense of non-judgment is so clearly present. A sense of acceptance, a sense of deep peace is so much part and parcel with that experience, that level of consciousness, that then, because we are here alive in body, the work is lend a hand. The work is be of service.
And as part of being of service, we'd like you to bring your hand to your heart right now. And Sri and I are going to offer to you, this was the very first ever time I've released on the air how the Almoira thing has all come in over the past few weeks, but it caught me by surprise as well.
Yeah.
And so do you want to read it or would you like me to read it? Why don't you read it?
Okay. So just by way of setup, because we have a moment to share that, this message actually came in yesterday.
Yeah, it came in October 19th, 2019 at 11:04 a.m. here in Ecuador.
Yes. And Kira was at her area. I was downstairs messing around in the kitchen. And I think I shared with you yesterday how this flow of energy was experienced differently by me and by her. And that yet there was a synchronicity that whenever there is an availability, every being has access, and not every being is ready to accept that access or be fully present to it. So that said, this energy that came through is truly a validation and an opportunity, both. So let's take a hand to our hearts and breathe and simply be present. The Ascended Master Almoira speaks through Angelic Oracle Kira Ra. The blue ray of illumination is now pouring over the plains, hills, and mountains of all earthly creation. This ray appears throughout the known millennia as the moment of illumination is called for. The moment of illumination is when the energy of oneness as the expansion of and through the allness begins to awaken from within. This is a moment of convergence that is uniquely interwoven through the fabric of density as the co-creative spiral of awakening, each witnessing the spiral and the dance of the co-creation as serves the awareness of the awakening soul spirit.
And we're going to leave you with that. There is a little more, but we're going to have that in the app. So for those of you that have our app, and if you don't have our app, you should get it, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, both at Apple and Android and all that. But look for this. This will be your weekly message this week, and there is a little bit more. But I think just this opening paragraph, I love this right here, Sri, just as you ended it. Each witnessing the spiral and the dance of the co-creation as serves the awareness of the awakening soul spirit. Mm-hmm. That is a profound moment at hand. And this came through as part of this weekend's energy. And so listen to the show again. Listen to it again. If you have the app, you'll have it tonight. But pay it, this is a profound moment.
And just by way of harnessing the gifts of this also, it's a piece that struck me is that this Blu-ray of illumination was called for by all of us. That this is a moment where we are calling out for this assistance, this cosmic pathway.
Yeah.
And so, beloved ones, just be with that and find your own nuggets in this energy.
And so as you move through this weekend and as you continue through the coming week, moving all the way up to this month, which culminates right on the 31st when Mercury will finally go into the retrograde. Remember, we are in that retrograde pre-phase right now. And this 19-day cycle was from October 11 to the 30th. This moment. This 1920, let's call it pulse wave of support, is the universal invitation saying, if not now, when? And if not you, who? And if you have not yet given yourself the gift of even 30 minutes to kind of sit quietly and look at the past 19-year cycle and what has birthed for you. What are you aware of? What dream has been back here again a little bit? And you're like, you know what? I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. This is the moment.
Yes.
Seize it. And it's a gift to be here. It really is.
As we breathe into the gift of being here with each other, smile, breathe, and trust that all is truly well. We love you.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.